The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Henry McGee joins us now because he has been speaking to the kids from Turner's Cross in Cork to find out what they think about the local and European elections.
The kids from Bonskull, Cree Street, Turner's Cross, Cork talk about election posters.
I don't really like politics because they make all these posters trying to make promises, but they never really give them to the community. Like, only a small amount of them really give their promises to the community.
Obviously, they should be getting the people's attention to vote for them. Like, but they should just put a bit less posters up.
Pretty big waste of plastic because you have four of the same person on the same street, and it's going to make you want to vote for them less if every time you look anywhere they're there. Maybe have one or two across a couple of streets.
Like, there's so much of them. Maybe they could do less posters and more advertising in a different way.
If I were to count on the bus ride on how much posters they'd be, there'd probably be around 50 or 60.
Yeah, because there's too many of them.
There should be more advertisement on what they're going to do if they get elected instead of just putting their face on absolutely everything.
The lighting and some things could also be improved as well, because most of the time the photos have this kind of look around them, look about them as if they're kind of crazy, they have a kind of wild stare. Just the posters make it look like they're just kind of unhinged and desperate for voting.
If you got elected, what would you change?
I would change having homework, because children go into school and they'd be learning all day, and then when they come home, they would want to sit down or play out with their friends, but then they'd have to do more work.
I would build more hospitals, because the amount of people on trolleys in hospitals all over Ireland is absurd. They've been waiting for months to get to a single room.
So what would I do is I'd build more homeless shelters, because the amount of people that are in town, they're just all over the city, and it's kind of unfair that they're just sitting around asking people for money when they should just build more homeless shelters so they could provide for them.
Give more support for the parents because it's very hard on them.
If I was elected, I would give poor people houses, because I feel like it's really hard for them to get a job because they don't have money to buy a suit and no one will take them seriously. And every time I go city, I try to give money in them, and when I give it to their cup, I see barely any money, and I wish there was more I could do.
I would change school days, and I'll give less school days, because I feel like we only get 2 days off of school and we have to come to school 5 times a week, and it can be very draining and tiring.
I would give less homework because students are getting panic attacks and getting stressed off it.
Why I would also give less homework is because, especially for kids in secondary, it's very stressful for them because they have a lot of exams and they have to do way more work than kids in primary, and I think it's very unfair that they have a lot of homework.
First, teachers should be given a raise, because getting a class of about 30 children to sit still and listen is obviously very tough, and I believe teachers aren't paid enough for their struggles, especially primary school teachers. Speaking of jobs, working age should be reduced to about 16, can give young people a head start in business, and schools could probably send children for a work experience class. This can help parents with less money, as they wouldn't have to give their children an allowance, as they are earning their own money. We can also lower the price of modern necessaries, such as clothes, shoes, and cosmetics, as both men and women are pressured into looking their best in a beauty-obsessed society.
Would you like to be able to vote?
I would like to vote because I'd like to see what children would like to have a choice of voting.
And do you think you would make a good politician from Cork?
Yeah, I'd make the best politician.
I think it's a bit pointless if kids under the age of 16 would be able to vote, because I don't think they take it seriously. I think they should build a kind of memory of what is going to happen if you vote for this person, and everybody does. So I think it should be over 16s should be allowed to vote, not 18s.
Kids under 8 or 9, I don't know, they'll probably not vote because they probably don't know what they're doing.
Would you like to vote?
15 or 16 is the correct age, but I think all candidates should have a test or an interview to see if they have the right qualifications, such as like being good at handling finances, confident with making decisions and public speaking. My main focus would be three things. One being children's mental and physical health, two being the environment, and three being resurrecting abandoned buildings to ease the major housing crisis.
What would you like to see fixed?
The hospitals. There's always people on trolleys and stuff, and they have to wait ages just to go into, like, a room.
Definitely get the homeless off the streets and get them into shelters, and I would build more hospitals because you'd be waiting very long in a hospital.
Well, I find the way town the state is, and like all over the city, there's dog litter and litter all over the city in general, and I feel if we had a cleaner street, then it would be a nice place to go out walking and all that.
Just houses for like refugees or like nursing homes even, because like you need a care for the old people as well.
If you take a walk through town right now, there's obviously a lot of people on the streets, but also what a lot of people don't notice is the amount of empty buildings that have just been left there for years. And, well, if there was, like, something wrong with it, people move out and it's not cared for. If people redid them, there would be so many more houses and it would really fix the crisis. And also the amount of plastic waste. One of the biggest ones at the moment is the posters for the politicians, and, like, they're all made of plastic, and after they're done with them, they're all just going to be thrown away. A lot will fall off things, be littered in the streets. It's just a massive waste of plastic.
What I would do is I'd build another hospital, for instance, Crumlin. It's in Dublin, and it's only for like people who actually really, really need it. So I'd build another hospital so people who need like help from Cork won't have to drive up to Dublin, that they should just be like one in and around like town and stuff.
Shelter for like homeless people, and like thing like the pollution, I say like people should like stop smoking, but like, and like because like their lungs get infected and get lung cancer, same as vaping, and like there's like too much pollution and like too much litter.
I think that we should rebuild and kind of start the Quakers kind of company again, because there's a lot of people on the streets who wouldn't have enough money to buy food, and even if they did get money, we don't know what they'd buy with it. So I think we should rebuild the Quakers. Like, there's one down the road by the old train station. I think we should build more of them around town and make it free, like soup kitchens to feed the homeless.
What I would do is make more homeless shelters for the homeless, because there's just, as people have said, there's just loads of people out homeless and it's not fair.
I think there should be a stronger policy for no phones, for no people on your phones when you're driving, because there's a lot of crashes happening from that.
I think that they should make more cycle lanes to make it more safer for people that ride bikes.
I would build more houses because there are so many people coming from countries that are going through a war, and I feel like they need to stay in a safe place.
Reduce the food prices inside, like, shops, like, even the corner shops, like.
What do the kids think of the local and European elections?
So, like, 99% of them, they make promises that they just don't give to the community. But that 1%, which we'd be lucky for, might be actual good people that help the community make a lot of prices lower, because right now they're kind of going up, really helping us.
Politics is, well, was originally supposed to be kind of a more fair way to give power to the people, because in the past it used to just be one royal family generational line. The people can choose instead of just like dictatorship that runs in the family instead.
I think it's better that we get to choose, but I still think that like they're doing too much, almost. Like, there's too much advertisement, and they're not letting us see what they're actually going to do for us, so they're not giving us reasons to vote for them.
Like, on the posters, they should say, like they should build more houses or something.
Well, I think they should make their faces a bit smaller on the pole, on their poster, and maybe have a little script underneath that what are they going to do to help if they get voted.
Well, I find just putting their face up on a poster just giving an idea of people to vote, but I find if they put a voice record on the radio or put videos of an interview on a social media platform so people can see the reasons why they want to be voted for the election, and like if they put their image smaller and if they at least put a reason up why, then it would give more like a reason to vote for them.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.